Hey, good morning, everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for this January 8th. It's a Monday, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the Upper Midwest is now in the Grand Cities Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, here we go. Your weather today, cloudy skies. We do have a high of about 16 degrees today. I know windshield this morning on the way to work was actually below zero. Speaking of weather, snow and freezing drizzle overnight Friday and into Saturday morning caused slippery road conditions here in the valley. Early Saturday, the National Weather Service reported just over an inch of snow here in Grand Forks. Now, the precipitation kept road crews busy in and out of town. There were multiple vehicles in the ditch. Crashes and jackknife semis were reported. Speeds on the I-29 between Hillsborough and Grand Forks mid-morning were from 25 to 40 miles an hour. Wow. Well, new information has been released on the school bus crash that occurred back in September involving the Hatton Northwood volleyball team near Petersburg. After 4 months of investigating, state troopers believe a distracted driver was to blame. Troopers say that 68-year-old Archie Gronvold ran a stop sign, which caused him to collide with a bus on Highway 32. They believe he was looking for an address at the time. Both vehicles were said to have been moving at 65 miles per hour. The bus driver tried to stop, but it was too late, resulting in Gronvold being killed in the crash. All 25 players, the bus driver, and a coach were rushed to the hospital with a wide range of injuries. Well, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison will be announcing one of the largest wage theft enforcement actions in Minnesota state history. The action follows the creation of a wage theft unit within the Attorney General's office back in 2019. That's according to Ellison's office. Today's action will further underscore Attorney General Ellison's commitment to standing up for working people. Wage theft happens in a lot of ways. Most commonly, wage theft includes failing to pay wages or provide benefits owed under contract or law, failing to pay overtime, or violating the minimum wage laws. Well, the Buzz Run Vintage Snowmobile Show and Run is back, and it's better than ever, man. Mark it down in your calendar. It's coming up this Saturday, January 13th. The Beehive in Reynolds is the place to be. Registration starts at 8:30. Judging will start at 11:30, and the ride to Brewski's is at 1:30. Make sure to register your sled or sleds at just $10 a sled. Now, there's People's Choice, Mayor's Choice, Kids Class, Best Dress, Furthest Traveled, and, of course, the Loud Pipe Contest. Yeah, make sure to buy a raffle ticket for that beautiful 1968 Polaris Mustang 372 and also two big cash giveaways. Buzz Run Vintage Snowmobile Show and Run January 13th at the Beehive in Reynolds. Brought to you by the Beehive and the Valley Drift Riders. Well, the countdown to real ID enforcement is closer. The concept of more secure driver's licenses and identification cards followed the September 11th terrorist attacks. In 2005, Congress passed the Real ID Act, which ordered all states to require real IDs for those 18 and older who wish to fly anywhere within the United States. The deadline for enforcement has been pushed back since then, and initially those delays were due to a lack of funding and technology, but it's been pushed back a couple more times since the pandemic too. Now, the real ID will go into effect May of 2025, and we've been told this time it will not be pushed back anymore. So right now, North Dakota is at 58% of people that have the real IDs. And finally, in sports, NFL, Nick Mullins passed for 396 yards and two touchdowns with a couple of interceptions for the Vikes, who were officially eliminated from postseason contention yesterday. Justin Jefferson, by the way, 12 passes for 192 yards and a touchdown. Vikings still into the season with a 30-20 loss to the Detroit Lions yesterday. NHL, Minnesota Wild beat Columbus 4-3 yesterday. They'll host the Dallas Stars tonight at 7. UND men's hockey team, well, they swept Alaska over the weekend. NBA, the Mavericks out of Dallas beat Minnesota yesterday 115-108. Finally, FCS football championship game yesterday had South Dakota State finishing the year undefeated and champions as they beat Montana 23-3. And the biggie, FBS championship is tonight as the Washington Huskies take on the Michigan Wolverines at 7:30. They're ranked number 1 and 2 in the country. Both teams are undefeated. Should be a good one. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you this morning by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to complete your family, think about adopting. Contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, your newly adopted family member will be spayed or neutered. It'll be chipped, up to date with shots, be ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends also accepting donations for dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, cash, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, contact them online, cofpets.com, or call 701-3732. Circle of Friends is also hiring. Hey, make your family complete by adopting. Get a hold of the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Well, Jordan Adams and Drew Jordheim will be in at 11 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about the Buzz Run Snowmobile Show and Run that's happening this weekend in Reynolds. Find out more about the show and make plans to go. It is a great time, all right? Hey, remember, everybody, to like, share, tag, and follow us. You know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.